And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Peace and Quiet Once Again. Almost. The times and periods of peace and quiet in our little house in Cincinnati were relatively few and far between. And inasmuch as I am a little older than Sparky, naturally I appreciate the calm repose that we can enjoy sometimes. Sparky, on the other hand, likes the pot to be constantly boiling. Well, after that famous court trial the other day, I'm glad that nothing else is happening, and I hope it doesn't for a while. Come join Big John and Sparky.
Well, Big John, now that the excitement is all over, I guess I'll just have to go out and look for some more.
More excitement, you mean? Well, look, if you find any, don't bring it back here. And don't get me involved. You understand that, Sparky?
Well, I can't make any promises. You know how it is. Every time I get into some excitement, you seem to get into it, too.
Yeah, well, in that case, suppose you just stay in the house for a while and sit down and relax and try to stay out of mischief for a little bit anyway.
Ah, come on, Big John. A little excitement isn't going to hurt you. We haven't had any real excitement around here for quite a while anyway.
What do you mean, no real excitement around here for a while? If you ask me, there's been no end of unusual goings-on around this house.
Oh, boy. Do you call Yuki's court trial against the city exciting? Well, that was dull. Nothing happened at all.
Nothing happened? Yuki sued the city for $1,000 and won his case by being his own lawyer? You call that nothing?
Well...
And Yuki's still angry with the mayor and refuses to talk to him because he thinks the mayor is the one who instructed the police force not to pay Yuki the reward that was offered for his return.
You mean Yuki's still mad at the mayor? Even now?
Yeah.
After the mayor made the police force pay him the reward?
That's right. Even now. Yuki claims the only reason the mayor paid off at all was because Yuki proved in court that it wasn't legal not to pay him.
Boy. And he still won't talk to Mayor Plumfront?
No. There's the doorbell. See who it is, will you?
Yeah, okay. Just a minute.
Yeah, head over there.
Mayor Plumfront, Big John. Come on in here, Mayor Plumfront. Big John's in the living room, as usual.
Yeah, come on in, Mayor. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable.
Okay, Buster. Guess me as well. Yeah, me as well.
Well, what's the matter with you, Mayor?
Yeah, what's the matter, Mayor Plumfront? You act real sad.
Oh, I am sad, lad. I'm sad, lad, and that's bad, lad.
You are. I mean, it is.
Oh, yes. I have not been this low down in the dumps forever so long.
Well, Mayor, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, if you don't mind, Buster, I'd just soon not talk about it. Ain't much fun talking about losing one of your best friends.
Oh, I see. You're dejected because Yuki won't talk to you. Is that it, Mayor?
Yep, that's it, all right.
Boy, Mayor, hasn't Yuki made up with you yet?
No, he not only hasn't made up with me yet, I'm afraid he never will. What do you think, Buster? This morning I was walking along Harrison Avenue and old Yuki come a-walking toward me from the other direction. What do you think? What do you think, Buster? What do you think?
I don't know. What do I think?
Yuki walked right past me.
He did?
Yes. And he didn't even look at me. He just kind of threw his nose up in the air and walked right on past me. And just threw his nose up in the air and walked right on past me.
Oh, come on, Mayor, don't take it so hard.
I can't help it. I just can't help it. I don't like to be ignored by my old bosom buddies.
Well, you know, Mayor, I mean, don't take it so seriously. Maybe Yuki didn't even see you.
Oh, he saw me. He saw me. He did. I know he did, because he was looking right at me whilst I was walking toward him. And then when I said, "Howdy, Yuki." I said it real friendly like. I said, "Howdy, Yuki." And he just went and pushed his nose up in the air and walked right past me without even so much as saying a single, solitary, lone individual word.
Boy, Yuki really must be mad at you, Mayor.
He is, lad. He is. And I wish he wasn't, too.
Well, Mayor, if you ask me, it's silly. And if I see Yuki, I'm going to tell him a thing or two.
Yes, you do that.
I will. He's acting like a little child.
Uh-oh, doorbell's ringing.
What if that could be Yuki? Let me take a look out the front window and see. Yeah, there it is. There's Yuki's 1913 Model T taxi cab.
Well, then that's Yuki at the front door. I'll go let him in.
Yeah, you go open the door and let him in, Sparky.
Oh, listen, if that's Yuki, I'd better go, Big John. You probably want to visit with Yuki, and he won't stay if I'm here. I'll just slip out the back door, Buster, and he doesn't have to know that I've even been here.
Now, you'll do no such thing, Mayor. You stay right exactly where you are.
Oh, Buster, I can't stand to see Yuki ignore me. That's just what the boy'll do, Buster. He'll come in here and he'll act like I'm not even here.
No, he will not.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't. I'm going to put an end to this foolishness once and for all. Now, you just stay sitting in that chair there.
Oh, hi there, Yuki. Come on in.
Ah, fine. How, lad? How's it going there, laddie boy?
Oh, okay, I guess. Come on in the living room, Yuki. We're all in here.
Yeah, here comes Yuki, Mayor. Now, don't say anything. Just see how he acts when he sees you.
Hey, Big John, here's Yuki. He came over to see us today.
Well, hello there, Yuki. Come on in and sit down.
Hi, Big John. Just thought I'd come over and, have company. Well, I don't want to disturb anything. I'll just be on my way. I'll drop in again sometime, see you sometime later on.
Now, wait a minute, Yuki. You don't have to leave. You just sit down. There are four of us, and we can have a nice little game of Monopoly. How about that?
Monopoly, you say?
Yes.
No, I don't think I feel like Monopoly. Don't feel like playing any game of Monopoly, especially with certain people.
What do you mean, Yuki? Especially with certain people? You mean me?
No, Big John. I don't have any objection to playing Monopoly with you.
Well, boy, Yuki, you don't mean me, do you?
Oh, lad, I would play Monopoly with you any day of the week. However, I am very particular about the kind of people that I associate with.
He means me, Buster. Yuki just don't like me no more. Do you, Yuki?
Big John, if you would be so kind, will you kindly inform the mayor that I do not wish to converse with him?
Now, Yuki, why do you want to be this way? Mayor didn't do anything to you.
I do not have anything more to say on the matter, Big John.
Now, Yuki, I think you're acting very silly. Come on now. Shake hands with the mayor and make up.
Yeah, go ahead, Yuki. Shake hands with the mayor.
Yeah, here, Yuki. Shake. Looky here, I'm offering you my hand.
Thank God. I'd like to inform the mayor that I do not wish to be reconciled with him now or at any time in the future later on.
Come on, Yuki. You're acting like a child. There's no reason in the world why you and the mayor shouldn't be talking to one another. You've been the very best of friends for, so many years.
As of the other day, our friendship has ceased to exist. You may so inform His Honor the mayor kindly, if you please, you may.
See, Big John, I told you. I told you he'd act like this. I told you before he even came into the room.
Oh. Talking behind my back, were you?
Now, Yuki, nobody was talking behind your back.
Oh, yes, he was, Big John. Will you just tell Mayor Plumpfront that I will never again, as long as I live, ever talk to him again? Nothing in this here world could ever get me to talk to the mayor again. Never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, ever.
Now, Yuki.
Fine.
That's no way to be. He's not acting nice at all, is he, Sparky? Sparky, I say, Yuki's not acting nice at all, is he?
Huh? What'd you say?
What are you doing looking out the window like that?
Oh, no, I'm just watching the policeman outside by Yuki's taxi cab. Looks like he's giving Yuki a ticket for something.
What? Let me see that. Hey, there is a policeman out there, Yuki, and he is giving you a ticket.
Is that right? Let me look at that.
See, Yuki, there he is, standing right in front of your taxi cab, and he's writing out a ticket.
Say, what's the idea of him giving me a half-wit ticket? He can't do this to me. Doesn't he realize that I've got friends down at City Hall? Why, I'm a personal friend of the mayor himself. Me and the mayor are bosom buddies. Been friends for a good many years. That's right. The mayor will have a policeman's badge for this. Well, all I have to do is tell my old friend the mayor about this, and he'll just take and tear up that there ticket.
What were you saying, Yuki?
Put her there, Mayor. Shake hands. Can't see any sense in this silly situation of us not talking to one another. You're a fine mayor, Mayor. Yes, sir, and you can be sure that I'll always vote for you. Always vote for you. Get all my friends to vote for you, too. Now, about that there policeman out there giving me that there ticket, Fred Mayor.
Well, for goodness sakes, Yuki, you certainly do take the cake.
Yeah, boy, that Yuki butcher certainly is something. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, looks like we're finally back to normal, doesn't it? I thought sure Yuki was going to stay mad at the mayor forever. He said he'd never talk to him again as long as he lived. And then when he found out that a policeman was standing outside giving his taxi cab a ticket, that made him change his tune. He thinks that the mayor will get him out of paying a fine. He hopes. Well, but the mayor doesn't. Well, anyway, now maybe I can concentrate on trying to talk Yuki into trying out with the Cincinnati Reds baseball team or some other big league team. I'll think about that. And I'll see you tomorrow, kids. So long.